The next item on the agenda is Robert Livengood, 042584. Mr. Stagg.
This is a request by Robert Livengood for after-the-fact authorization to retain previously constructed additional pier and an open-sided dual-slip boathouse larger than that was previously authorized at his residence, which is along Cypress Creek in the town of Smithfield in Olihite County. And I'll go into the slides, Kathy. The project is located along Cypress Creek, which is a tributary to the Pagan River. For those of you who are familiar with Smithfield and those of you who aren't, Smithfield Station is located in this area right here. This is the main business route through town, and this is the bypass. Again, Mr. Livengood's property is on the east side of Cypress Creek, approximately this location. A little closer view, again, approximately this location. A little history of this project. In November of 2004, Mr. Livengood submitted a joint permit application seeking authorization to replace an existing pier and boathouse, shown in this photograph, with a new 5-foot by 148-foot open pile private pier, non-commercial pier, with a 16 by 26-foot intermediate L-head and one 4-foot by 74-foot catwalk pier. A 4-foot by 22-foot crossover pier, a 4-foot by 64-foot catwalk pier, which included a small L-head, and a 62-foot by 24-foot open-sided boathouse, represented by these drawings here. Again, you'll note that's the boathouse roof outline that was bolted in there. And then again, the orientation changed slightly. The previous pier came more straight down from the property. This one came down, has a little angle point, and the actual larger part of the structure runs a little more parallel to this section of the shoreline. While processing that application, we received a proposal to modify that, followed with this drawing. Basically, the pier dimensions stayed the same. The roof was increased to encompass the second wet slip, basically showing a 74-foot width. However, if you look at the, this includes a roof overhang and everything, so the actual requested length of the boathouse was 77 feet and 24 feet wide. The proposal was subjected to our normal public interest review, and it was the subject of a public hearing before the commission on April 26th of 2005. Staff did recommend a reduction of the larger of the two proposed wet slips to a total length of 52 feet, with a similar reduction in the parallel piers and therefore a reduction in the roof as well. We also recommended elimination of the offshore L-head that was proposed for jet ski or paddle boat storage, which is shown here. Nevertheless, the commission approved the application as requested by the applicant to include the dual-slip boathouse, as shown here. On October 9th of 2006, a complaint was received by the governor's office from Mr. Mike Cradle, a nearby property owner, concerning the construction of a large boathouse at this location. Based on this complaint, a compliance check was initiated. The compliance check revealed several discrepancies in the as-built structure compared to the permit drawings that were approved by the commission. This is basically a photo of the nearly complete here at this point. I think there was still some electrical wiring work and stuff to be done, but basically the structures here are completed for the purpose of this review. The as-built structures include two triangular pier sections within the boathouse, shown here, that were not depicted in the original drawing for the permit, They total 90 square feet. The intermediate L head is 1 foot longer, however, it's 1 foot narrower than the permit drawings, and therefore 11 square feet less than permitted. And that is this structure here. The dual slip boathouse is 2 feet longer than the permit drawings, which is 48 square feet larger than authorized, which is this area. Again, you'll note the 74 foot, but here it clearly states that the roof is 79 feet, and that matches the previous cross-section view where it was 77. This is 2 feet larger than the original permit documents depicted, including the overhang. This is a drawing provided by the applicant along with that previous drawing of the as-built structures, basically depicting one of the two mirror images of the triangular area. And he may discuss this later. I think the purpose of this drawing was to show that under the current private pier law, the finger piers could have been as wide as 5 feet. So basically he took a foot off of the triangle in calculating what he deemed might be out of compliance to come up with some math. It gets pretty complicated if you try to go through every dimension of what was permitted. However, we wrote a permit for the entire structure. So in my summation, I'm going to give you a total footprint of what was authorized versus what was actually constructed. Again, this is a closer view of what was constructed. Again, this being 1 foot narrower in one dimension and ended up being a little less square footage than was authorized. The triangular, you can't see the triangular sections, but they're right at the head of this part of the boathouse. On the big slip, there's a smaller slip here. There is the little L platform here that you can't see through it. This is a floating barge that was there as part of his construction, and that is to be removed when he finishes the wiring, pending his final authorization from the commission. And that will be removed. However, you can see some has some of his work equipment on that. Following a subsequent inspection by staff on November the 7th after the initial compliance check, during which Mr. Livengood was present, he indicated that he did wish to seek after-the-fact authorization and provided the drawings that you just saw of the as-built structures. A sworn complaint and notice were provided to Mr. Livengood on November the 9th. He did submit the revised drawings on November the 22nd with the tabulated structures as shown in the previous drawings. The project has raised concerns by a nearby property owner, as noted previously. His objections included the size of the entire structure and its impact on the view shed in the area. The nearby property owner that wrote the objection is not an immediate waterfront owner, but he is a water view owner. Mr. Livengood actually owns the marsh for a long reach, you may recall from the previous hearing. So we did not notify Mr. Cradle as an adjacent property owner at the time, but there was a public interest notice in the newspaper. So in essence, maybe he didn't see that. And his notification was, I guess, the building going up, and he made a complaint. The applicant is a marine contractor by trade and is well aware that any variations from the approved permit drawings require a request for a modification. The current structures, as they now exist, represent a footprint of 2,463 square feet, or 63 square feet more than the 2,400 square foot footprint approved by the commission previously. This amount, however, includes the triangular deck sections, which are inside the roof footprint, so they're part of the total footprint. Our summary and recommendation, in spite of the protestants' concerns, no one objected to the original proposal during our public interest review. It is also true that the environmental impacts of the additional structures are minimal, and staff likely would have recommended approval had Mr. Livengood sought approval of this modification to the permit previously before doing it, and as approved by the commission previously. Notwithstanding those facts, staff has considerable difficulty in accepting the level of noncompliance from a reputable marine contractor and agent who does this for a living. While the environmental impacts are minimal, the permit compliance is moderate, the degree of deviation is significant considering the Commission's previous review of this matter. the objections raised by the nearby property owner and Mr. Livengood's knowledge of permit requirements. As such, staff believes any after-the-fact approval should carry an appropriate civil charge. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Any questions for Ben? Thank you, Ben. We have more. Mr. Livengood present?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Mr. Livengood? Good afternoon. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
Thank you. State your name for the record, please.
Bob Livengood. Let me address the roof structure. First of all, when I applied for this project in 2005, this is my own residence. I had no intention of coming back to stand in front of you guys today. I've been working with the engineers down here for 14 years, and I just don't have violations. I didn't realize I had a violation on this roof structure till a complaint was posted about a year and a half after the permit was issued, and everybody came down, including the Corps of Engineers, and started measuring everything. The reason that the roof is over 2 feet over the size that I applied for, I could have certainly applied for a larger roof at the time. I was trying to keep this project as small as I could for what I needed to do for the purpose I needed to serve. I'm a residential marine contractor, and, you know, I had to drive 50-foot piles for this boathouse, and that's really stretching the scope of what we do. The bottom in Smithfield is very soft, and if you don't drive piles that big, it just won't stay. I did the best I could do with the piles. We had to fight them to get them in the ground. And like I say, I didn't need the 2 feet, but when the complaint was registered, the roof was up. My roof guys had already put the roof on. I didn't even know it's the right width. It's 2 feet longer because we had to square up the piles because we had a tough time setting the piles. So that's why that it's over. I really didn't need the 2 square feet, but it was done. It happened, and I'm sorry that it happened, and I'm sorry I'm here today.
Are you saying the piling's actually what's accounted for the extra 2 square feet is a deviation of? We're back up and running. Good
Thank
deal.
This is the view of Mr. Livengood Pier from my property. You can see an average up here on the left-hand side there.
Could you step back in front of the microphone, Mr. Cradle, so we get
yes.
this on the record? Thank you.
Yes, and I just have some short notes here. My house on Talbot Drive in Smithfield overlooks Cypress Creek. The pier and boathouse that was built by Bob Livengood greatly reduced the view of the natural setting and reduces my property value. There are 3 other property owners that are facing the same circumstance.
Mr. Cradle, before you go any further, the question I've got is, not to cut you short, you've already made an observation that the pier over there is an average-sized pier. The pier that we're discussing has been permitted by the Marine Resources Commission under the public interest review. So I just want to make sure that we're on the record. That's what's been done has been done and lawful.
I was asked to come in and make my statement, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
There are 3 other property owners that are facing the same circumstance. However, their advanced age prohibits their involvement, or they are intimidated by living close to Mr. Livengood and do not wish to show their disapproval.
Mr. Cradle, how do you know I've got to be fair to all involved. How do you know they're intimidated by Mr. Livengood from coming here?
Because that's what they told me.
Okay, proceed.
I believe this is a situation which has occurred stemming from the ownership of the marsh being separate from the adjoining residential properties. Mr. Livengood does own a large portion of the marsh. The owners of the adjacent marsh that were notified of the permit process for this large pier and boathouse are not the ones directly affected by it. They live further on down the creek. They don't have this in their backyard. It appears that a similar structure could have been built without limiting the view of so many residences. He could have put it in back of his house, in other words. This is a beautiful body of water with historical significance, and it is a shame that its beauty will be greatly diminished for generations for a private structure with minimum usage. That's a private structure right there, one family. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Cradle. Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Holland.
I think we have here a minimal impact, and I would impose a minor fine of $250.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve the after the fact.
Motion
made to approve after the fact with the determining that there is minor non-compliance?
Minor and minimal.
Minor and minimal with a $250 civil charge. Is there a second?
Second.
I got three. Mr. McCluskey's the closest. I'm getting like my former. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much for your presentation. Next item on the agenda